You know, our theme, our heartbeat of the conference is the ancient past. And we've taken our text from Jeremiah 6:16. So I want you to look at that with me tonight. And this is from the Amplified Bible. And I was just discussing earlier, there's the Amplified, and then there's the Classic Edition. Well, I go with the Classic Edition, so I hope that we have that in the back, and if not, we will read here. So it says in Jeremiah 6:16, "Thus saith the Lord, stand by the roads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Where the good way is, then walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it." Now, this is referring to the children of Israel. And Jeremiah repeatedly, the word of the Lord comes forth to God's chosen people and tells them that he has rest for them, that he wants them to come back to the ancient path, to ask of him, to acquire of him, and to follow his statutes. And repeatedly, they say they will not. Well, I believe in this room we have people, beautiful women of God, that say, yes, we will. Yes, we will. We will ask of you and we will follow the path that you have for us. So the ancient paths, I just want you to know, they're not obsolete. They haven't been buried and hidden away from us. They are in the Word of God. They're not obscure. They're not difficult to find and they're not hard to understand. The ancient paths are the Scriptures. They're God's Word breathed. Jesus Christ was the Word made flesh. And now we have the Bible. And here we have God's Word. So we can come. We can come boldly before the throne. We can come to God Himself in prayer, in fellowship, and hear and ask of those ancient paths. And we can come to His Word and read through the Word, and He will direct us in the Word, and we will find those ancient paths. So our heart is to obey what God says, to be in obedience to the Word of God and all that He has for us. So I want you to know, as I said, they're not obsolete. They're not something that's hidden. They're for us today, right here and right now. God's Word is for you right here, today, and right now. And I know that we have all had our struggles before we got here. The enemy has come and tried to hold us back, tried to mess with our mind, tried to tell us we're tired, tried to tell us there's too much traffic. No, the kids need this. Oh, my goodness, I didn't finish my ironing. I've got to get that done for tomorrow. All of these things. Those are hindrances. Those are all things that the enemy tries to come in and bring to us to keep us from hearing the Word. And I'm so glad that you broke through. I'm so glad that you pressed through because God has a Word for you. God has a Word for you. For you and you and you. Don't overlook it. Don't let the words that come out fly today just fly by. They're God-breathed words. God tonight wants to speak directly to you. And don't sit there and think, oh my goodness, that's a good word for Sister Susie. She needs a balance. Oh. No, you just keep yourself right here in the pocket. Keep your eyes on Him. Keep your eyes in sync. Keep your eyes fixed. And just let God speak directly to you. You know, there was a king, and I can't think of his name right now. Maybe if you know, you can yell it out. But there was a king at one time that we can read about in the Old Testament that he had done evil in the sight of God. And so the prophet came and told him that he only had that he was going to die, that he was going to lose his kingdom, and he was going to die. And it says that this king set his face like flint to the wall in communion with God. And he cried out for God, for mercy. Mercy, God. I don't want to die now. Forgive me. I'm sorry. But he was like fixed. And I want your affection to be like that. Because through that, his fixing his eyes, his heart, every part of him on the Most High God, God gave him 15 more years. He forgave him and extended his life on the earth. Now, God's not going to, you know, put you under his thumb and wipe you out. But I just, there's, it's just not the severity, it's critical. It's critical that we come to know what God is saying to us individually. We got to know God for ourselves. So tonight's a great night. Tonight's a great night to exercise that, to practice that. When your mind starts wandering, just kick it back in. Kick it back in. Back to the Father. Back to what God's saying. Get it back. And allow Him to minister to you and speak to you tonight. Okay? Amen. Praise God. So the Scriptures are our roadmaps. They're our directing points. When we go to the Scripture, in the Scripture, it's so good because if you need deliverance, you can find Scriptures in the book. Amen? If you're having financial problems, you can find it, your answers, in the book. If you're having marriage issues, questions about marriage, you can find it in the book. The Word tells us that everything that pertains to life and to godliness, everything that we need to sustain us here on this earth, to function as we are to function, and everything we need spiritually from God is found in the book, in the Bible. I have found many times just getting into the Word, getting myself off by myself and just spending time with God, that I don't even have to ask, but He just starts downloading and telling me and giving me information that I have needed. But I just come before His presence and just in love with Him, and He'll pour out His goodness on us. So the ancient paths aren't a hard thing. They're easy. Just like conversing with your spouse or your children. It's easy. It's relational. And when you come before God, He wants to share all His goodness with you. Praise God. So when we come to that juncture, and come to the crossroads and we're asking God, you know, what is the path? What path am I to take? He's going to tell us. I just want you to know that. You don't have to doubt that at all. God will speak to you. He is forever speaking. And when He does, you need to obey. All right? That's so key. Obey. In obedience, there is just such peace. He says that if you'll ask and follow those paths, there's a rest that will come to your soul. And when we obey God's Word, there's nothing like it. There is a peace, a joy, a contentment, a tranquility, serenity. There's just all these wonderful, just peacefulness that God brings to us because we're right in sync with Him. We're moving in sync with Him and following after His plan. Amen? Praise God. Let's look in Matthew 11, in verse 28 through 30 in the New King James. And this is Jesus speaking in Matthew 11, 28, we'll start. And it says, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." I love, I go through the Word and study the Word, and I go and look at through different translations. And there's one that I especially like, and it's called The Voice. And the part where it says, "Take my yoke," it expounds on it. It says that my yoke might appear heavy at first, but it's perfectly fitted for your curves. Isn't that great? Speaks right to me. I have a few, And his yoke fits my curves. It fits your curves. God's not asking you to carry or yoke up to him with anything that you cannot bear. It is all within your curves to carry and to bear what he shares with you. And it's easy. It's not a burden. It's light. So we find that the ancient paths, they direct us to Jesus. So when we follow those paths, they're always taking us and hooking up to Jesus. And when we hook up with him, there again it says that we will find rest. They're easy. We'll have an easy road when we stay connected with our Lord. Amen. Praise God. As true believers of Christ himself, we're given the ability to walk. We're given the ability to walk by faith. It says that we can walk by faith and not by sight in 2 Corinthians 5:7. You can just take notes on this. We're not going to put them up for you. As a believer, we can walk free of guilt and condemnation. It says that through one man's righteous acts, we were free of condemnation. That's Romans 5:18. Praise God. Praise God for the blood of Jesus that liberates and set us free. We can walk free of the curse and of bondage. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. We can walk free of God's wrath. It says he reserves wrath for his enemies. We're not his enemies. He gives love to his children. Praise God. That's Naaman 1:2. He says that we can walk free and enjoy spiritual peace, which comes through the blood and the sacrifice and the resurrection righteousness of Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. If you want a reference on that, that's Romans 5:1. Hallelujah. You know, as I said, the paths aren't something that have been that are obsolete, that have just are the thing of the past. They're present. It says that in Ephesians that God knew us before the foundation of the world, and he has made paths for us. Before the foundation, he had a path for you to walk. Praise God. And it's a good path. What I love, it's good, it's not for evil, but it gives you a great future and a hope. Those are the kind of paths that God has for us. Yes, you know, sometimes it seems like it's a steep climb. Sometimes you're like trudging and trudging and trudging. There's things that you have to overcome. But as you continue to cast all of those things on the Lord, he cares for you. The word says, watchfully and affectionately. He loves you so much. But he doesn't want you to carry those things on your own. He says, I'll carry them. You do the walking, I'll carry them. How easy is that? That makes it so much easier and so much lighter. His burdens are light. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, there aren't any shortcuts. I'd like to say that there are shortcuts in your spiritual growth and on the path that God has for us, but there aren't. We all have to take the path. We all have to walk the walk. And it's in Matthew 7:13, in the Message Bible, it says, don't look for shortcuts to God. This is Matthew 7:13. It says, the market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that will be practiced in your spare time. Don't fall for that stuff. Even though crowds of people do. The way to life to God is vigorous and requires total attention. You ever wonder why you're wandering? Because we've taken our sights off. We haven't been giving the attention to God and the Word that we need to. And it's so easy. You know, we'll just be going down the road and all of a sudden we're just starting to veer off. And we find ourselves, oh my goodness, I'm over here. I was supposed to be here. I haven't been spending time in the Word. I haven't been spending time in prayer and fellowship with God. If you do that, your GPS, the Holy Spirit's going to just draw you right back and get you right back in alignment with what he has for you to do. God is for us. He wants us to make it to the finish line. I want you to make it to the finish line if that means anything to you, but how much more God does. God does. Oh, His heart is so for you. His heart is so full of love. His heart is so full of mercy and grace and forgiveness. And He calls us, come, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke. Wear my word. Wear my cross. Wear me. And there you're going to find rest for your souls. It's easy. It's easy. And too often we pull back. Too often we run away. The other day, I was talking to my son, Jude, who was playing the drums tonight. And I asked him, I said, what are you doing today? And he gave me one word, Spanish. That's all he said, Spanish. So what he was going to do that day was just sequester himself off in his room all day. He had a big exam coming. He has goals. He has plans. And he wants to be a language teacher. So he put himself in his room. I didn't put him there. I mean, he's 22, so I didn't have to put him there. But he put himself in his room. And there, you know, he didn't contact his girlfriend. He set aside all the things that mean something to him. His girlfriend, his Xbox, his Bible, I pray. You know, all of these things. And he sequestered himself away because he had something. He had a sight. He had a prize ahead of him that he's pressing toward. How many of us keep that prize of the high calling right in front of us? If we do, then we're going to pull away. We're going to take time on a daily basis to get before God, to seek His face, and find out exactly what He has for us for this day, right here, right now. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. The Bible, Jesus told us that tomorrow will take care of itself. Right here, right now. This is where you need to live. Right here, right now, today. Taking time in the presence of God. There is so much joy in the presence of God. So much joy in His presence. That you will just feel your spirit man, where the spirit resides, just right here. You feel Him just expand you in His presence. There's nothing like it. There's no high. There's no drug. There's no alcohol. There's no addiction. There's nothing that's going to satisfy you like being in the presence of God. Amen. Being in His presence will pull you back the next day. If you're not feeling pulled back the next day, or even within that hour or whatever, then you need to stay a little bit longer. You just need to stay a little bit longer. Because when you are there in the presence of God, you don't want to leave. And you cannot wait to get back. You can't wait to get there into His presence again. There's so much love there. There's so much love there. I can't get away from that. There is so much love there in His presence. I don't know what's going on in your heart. I don't know the things that you have faced. I don't know the things that you've gone through and what trials or emotions or whatever things are going in and around you right now, but God knows these things. He knows the very deepest secret. He knows the things that you have, that you've placed so far back in your heart that you forget. You've forgotten about them until a circumstance or a situation comes up, and then all of a sudden it rises up again. But you've pushed it so far back. But God knows the recesses of your heart. He knows everything. And tonight I believe that the Spirit of God, and I know, that the Spirit of God wants to meet you in that dark corner. And He wants to illuminate that space. And He wants to free you up. He wants to take that darkness and flood it with light. He wants to illuminate your heart and your life so that you shine brighter than any star you see outside. That you shine forth His love and His goodness and His grace. He's the great physician. He's the great physician. And He has only good for us. Only love for us. And He wants it to shine. He wants us to shine. He wants to illuminate that in our heart tonight. Praise God. So much. So are we getting blessed tonight? Are we getting something here? Praise God. Praise God. I found this scripture the other day, and I'm sorry, I just have Philippians. I didn't write the reference. But it just blessed me so much because it says, if we will stay with God long enough and press into God in fellowship, prayer, and studying, this is my take on it, and studying His Word, He will change our wonky thinking. Isn't that great? I'll be the first to say I have some wonky thinking sometimes. But when I'm in His presence, oh my goodness, He changes all that. He just starts tweaking. It's just like He has this little screwdriver. He twists over there and He loosens that over there and He sands that over there and He starts patting and making a pancake or a biscuit, I don't know. But He just starts working in me, you know. And He wants the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to just come in. He wants to flood us with light. And He wants to change up our wonky thinking. Because our wonky thinking will hold us captive. It'll keep us ensnared. It'll keep us from being here tonight. It'll keep us from being here tomorrow. No, our heart, our affections are on Him. This weekend is our weekend. This is our time. Today, right here, now is our time. And God's here to meet you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, I have a lot to say, and I don't know that I even want to say any more of it. I just believe that the Spirit of God is here, and He wants to do some really awesome things tonight. He wants to do some really, really awesome things tonight. Things that you thought were never possible. Things that you thought could never be fixed again. Things that you thought was just, this is just the way it is. And life is never going to change. Life just stinks. I love God, thank you. I love God, but the life that I'm leading is just not it. But I don't see any escape. I don't see any out. This is just how it is. But I want you to know God is here. And God sees you and He hears your heart. And He's crying out to you. And He's saying, come. He's saying, come to Me. All ye who are heavy laden, come to Me. We gathered for corporate prayer not too long ago concerning the meeting tonight. And Isaiah 54 just resonated in me. And it begins by saying, sing, O barren who did not bear. And it talks about the broken and the desolate. It talks about the lonely, the forsaken, the forgotten. Talks about the disappointed one, the one that has experienced so much hurt by those that love them, hurt by men, hurt by family members that have been abused and have walked through what they feel like is the hall of shame, that just shame hangs over them. That shame doesn't allow them any freedom. But tonight, the liberator has come. Jesus Christ is here. The Holy Spirit is here to liberate and to set free those ensnared and in captivity. It says, sing, O barren. How can I sing? How can I sing? All this weight's too hard to bear. How can I sing? My heart aches. How can I sing when all around me is desolation and brokenness? But God says, sing. He says, sing. So you can sing if God says sing. Hallelujah. He's putting a song in your heart. He's putting a song in your heart. And He says to stretch forth your curtains, to extend your tent. He says, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. I have something for you. Get ready. Start strengthening those cords. Start strengthening them. How do we strengthen them? Through the Word of God. Through the power of the Word of God, we strengthen those cords and we wrap them and we wrap them and we wrap them and we begin to open up our tent and we begin to stretch out that tent and God begins to flood into our tent. Sing, O barren. Sing, desolate and broken one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to embarrass anybody. This is a very safe place. Right now, this is a safe place. We are all for everyone. God is for us. But I want to ask, if you see yourself in that place, I'm not asking you to tell me your reasons. I'm not asking you to get up here and stand in front of everybody and list all the whys and the hows and the whos. All I'm saying is I want you to come up here to the front, to the altar. And I want you to meet with God. And I want to pray with you because tonight God has liberating power. The anointing of God, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God is here in this place. Here in this place right now. And the great thing is that you're never going to be the same again. Never to be the same again. Hallelujah. Could you put that music on for me? Praise God. So I just want you to come forward. We're going to move everything out of the way. And we're just going to let God do some really neat things for us. You just want to put it here so I can get back to it if I need to. Praise God. Praise God. There's a great verse in Psalm 24. It says, lift up your heads. Lift up ye gates. Oh, you everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Tonight, He has already done battle for you. The battle is over. All you have to do is release it to Him. Release it to Him. So I just want you to come quickly. I want you to come. Quick, 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 quick. If that word resonated in you, I want you up here now, right now, today, right here, right now. The Holy Spirit, our Father God, Jesus Christ is here to meet you at your point of need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Ladies, pray with us. Pray with us. Oh, our lives depend upon it. Our lives depend upon it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, your manifested presence in our midst tonight. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, that you're taking this heart, the heart that is broken, the heart that is desolate. Oh, Lord, this heart that's been hurt, this heart that aches. Oh, hallelujah, these hearts. Lord, that you're taking them today and you're speaking, you're breathing. You're breathing your life. Life flow into these hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, your love surrounds us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we give you glory. Tonight we lay it at your feet. We lay it at your feet, Lord God. Oh, the atmosphere's changing to now. The atmosphere's changing right now. Oh, we thank you. Your Spirit's here. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, you're taking away every evidence of the evil one that has tried to hold and keep captive these beautiful women of yours. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for deliverance tonight, for freedom, and you set the captive free. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just receive that, April. Receive that, hallelujah. Oh, they back to the Dabba. Breathe deep at the church. There you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. There you go, there you go. What a bang! Oh, but I'm under that check here. Oh, and then I'm in the scene, and I'm in the mountain. Oh, we thank you. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, Rebbe, shed it up. Hallelujah. Oh, never to be the same, never to be the same, never to be the same again. Hallelujah. Oh, you're the healer of broken hearts. The mender, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Rebbe, glory, 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 Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I have two more things that I really believe the Lord wants me to bring to our attention tonight. I was awakened, or I woke up from two dreams one morning recently, the first dream. You can be seated if you'd like. The first dream was of a woman that was being, I'll use the word dogged, being hounded. I don't know what word to use right now, but by a man in pursuit of her. Not that the man was a rapist or anything like that, but it was a spirit of seduction. And in the workplace, just wherever you go, this man would be coming. And you weren't asking for it. You don't even want it. But it just keeps coming and coming and coming. Could you want to come here and let me pray for you? If that's you, I want to pray for you tonight. Because God wants to deal with that spirit. God wants to get that spirit away. I have experienced, come on up here. Praise God. Praise God, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's a revealer of secrets. Hallelujah. Those things that we try to hold so dear, He wants to just free us from them. He wants to free us from them, Rebecca. God bless you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, ha. So, Rebeshe de Debasana Namada. Oh, Rebeshe de Debasata de Debeshata. No, it wasn't provoked. No, it wasn't asked for. No. Oh, I thank you, Lord, that she stood strong. I thank you, she stood strong. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And right now we say no more. No more. This has to stop. It has to desist. The spirit, your maneuvering and your operation has no more room. No room to move in this place. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, that your blood is a hedge of protection over Rebecca. Lord God, that you see her, that you keep her, you guard watch over her. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for the pure heart. We thank you that her heart's for you, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. No more. Hallelujah. Just take it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, that you're meeting us here in this place. You're overflowing us with your love, oh God. Oh, I just thank you, Lord, for your cleansing. I thank you, Lord God. Lord, that all of this that tries to come against these ladies stop in the name of Jesus. That your mighty hand, Lord, is on top of their head. You go before them. You're their rear guard, oh God. And no evil can penetrate. No evil can come and prosper. That they stand strong in you. They're strong in you, Father. They're not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. They see it. They smell it. They know it. And they take their ground. They take their authority. And right now, speak it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay, one more thing before we go tonight. So I had a second dream, and this woman came up to me, and like for no apparent reason, she's lifting up her shirt, her back of her shirt, and she wants me to see her back. And there's a growth on her back. She's concerned about this growth on her back. She doesn't know what it is. It's not pretty. It doesn't look good. So I'm just bringing it to the table. If that resonates with anybody, if there's a mole, there's a pimple, I don't care. If there's something on your back that has been bothering you, that you just keep... You know how the enemy is? I had this thing on my back one time, and I went to the doctor and they said it was a crustacean. Because I was getting older, I had this crustacean. And it was about as big as that first joint of my pinky, and it was really crusty and hard and it itched. And the enemy kept telling me that I had cancer. And my mind just kept flipping and flopping, and I kept taking it back. Kept taking it back to the Father. Lord, you know, by your stripes I am healed. By your stripes I am healed. I'm not taking this. And it was a crustacean. It's a natural thing that happens to old women. All right? So I don't care what it is that you feel it is, but if you have something that's been on your back and it's been bothering you, the Spirit of the Lord tonight has set you up for healing. He set you up for healing. I also want to pray for the spirit of infirmity. And I want to address that tonight. Is there someone here that needs prayer? Come. Do you have prayer? Need prayer? So that was an extra thing, the spirit of infirmity. I forgot about that. So that's just a spirit of plaguing, of sickness that just keeps plaguing your body. Repeatedly, over and over and over, right? So, praise God. Praise God. Aren't you happy? Aren't you glad for the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. That illuminates the dark places. That we don't have to bear these things on our own. That He's made a way of escape. That He's brought healing and a cure through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that we can dominate our minds. We can dominate our mind. We can allow our spirit man to be so big that it intimidates our flesh. Every one of us have the capacity to do that. To grow our spirit so big that our flesh is intimidated. And every time our flesh wants to raise its ugly head, our spirit rises up and the flesh runs out. So today, the spirit of infirmity is no more in these bodies up here. We're set free. We have been delivered. We are well taken care of by our Father God through His plan of redemption of His Son, Jesus Christ, who so willingly came, forsake all of heaven, and came as man on the earth, and brutally beaten, and died on the cross, nailed to the cross. And the Word of God, that ancient past Word, says that by Jesus' stripes, the blood that was shed, you were healed. So right now, healed in Jesus' name. Healed. No more. No more. No more. No more. Hallelujah. You come no more. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen. thank you, Lord, for the spirit of life. Spirit of life coming to this flesh. Tonight it was done, so every time that thought wants to come back and wants to plague you, you tell it, it's done, and you take your place. You take your authority. It's done. Hallelujah. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time. Yay! Yes. Oh, praise God. This is just the beginning, girls. All right? This is just the beginning. Don't think that God's finished with what he has for us. He's only getting started. So keep yourself hooked up. Pray. Stay connected with what God's doing, because God's doing a great thing. Amen? Praise God.